Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Joost moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. Fain moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Newhouser, and towards Lapon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey bunts for a double play. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Lake moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Lake moves to third. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake scores. Kell scores. Wakefield moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lake strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey throws the ball into Juiced, who tags Evers trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 2 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Juiced fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 2 in the game. Newhouser takes first base on ball 4. Swift moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Juiced hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Juiced reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a pop-up towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Don White now playing left field. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Coleman, and towards Majeski, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vico moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.